St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We all know of St. John, what a wonderful saint he is. He was, before he was called, a fisherman in Galilee, and quite a good one. And he was called, along with his brother, St. James the Greater, to be an apostle, follower of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he was one of the two sons of thunder. And of all the apostles, we know furthermore that he was the youngest, and that he gave up very many things. He gave up a spouse, and in order to follow our blessed Savior, and he was known as the dearly beloved disciple. What a greater compliment than that, to be loved by God. That's what it's all about in any case. When we have sanctifying grace, we are loved by God. We are pleasing in His sight. And to be loved by our Lord is the greatest of all things. And this is the one thing in life that we seek. So to be known, for St. John to be known as the beloved disciple, is quite the compliment paid to this great saint. And because St. John was loved so much, many things were given to him. He was permitted, of course, as you know, at the Last Supper, one of the greatest privileges of all, to lean his head on the breast of our Savior, on the Sacred Heart of God Himself, and to hear the secrets of that most sacred heart, the secrets of love. And then, of course, too, Our Lady was given to him at the foot of the cross. He was to watch over her, and she was to look out for him. And they would live a common life together, and every day he would be permitted to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for her, and to give her the body and blood, soul and divinity of her own divine Son in Holy Communion. What a wonderful thing was given to St. John on that occasion. And as you can see, though, he received many wonderful things from God, and God was therefore the greatest benefactor of St. John. And St. John then, he learned how to be a benefactor to his fellow neighbors too. And so you see all through his life, his whole apostolate, he always preached the love of neighbor, charity to one's friend and enemy. And on one occasion, you probably all know this story, he once heard that a Christian whom he knew and loved had become an outlaw, a robber. And so St. John, hearing this, was so inflamed with zeal and love of neighbor that he immediately set out to find this fallen away Christian. And he boldly rode out into outlaw territory and was then taken prisoner by these outlaws. And this robber saw St. John, and through embarrassment, he turned away and he ran off. And St. John pursued him and yelled out after him, "Son, why are you running away from me, your father, an old man without weapons? I'm ready to lay down my life for you." And at those words, "I'm ready to lay down my life for you," the man stopped in his track and he repented. He wept bitter tears of sorrow. And he repented. He repented because of St. John's act of charity. "I am ready to lay down my life for you." Just as our Lord said that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then there is another story you all very well know. When St. John was too old and weak to go to the church anymore and could barely preach anymore, he would only say over and over and over, "My little children, love one another," and that's all. And the disciples who heard this asked him, "Well, why do you always tell us that, and why say it so often?" And his only answer was very simple: "Because it is the word of the Lord, and if you keep it, you'll be doing enough." How true it is, charity fulfilleth the law. So your a thought for today, Christmas is a season of charity when you really stop and think about it. God the Father gave the greatest gift that he had, his only begotten Son. God so loved the world, the scripture says, that he sent his only begotten Son. Then, of course, you see just yesterday St. Stephen praying for his persecutors, his enemies. And today, you hear St. John saying to all of us, little children, love one another. And so let us today make the resolution to look for at least one opportunity, if not more, to love our neighbor, not only in thought, but in deed. And when we feel that we are not up to it, then let us turn to Our Lady and beg her for the wine of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.